Alice control over nature.
Why is meteorology important?
Meteorology helps us know when to wear a raincoat, fly a kite on windy days, and stay inside during thunderstorms, reminding us of Allah's control over nature, subhanAllah.
What is environmental science?
Environmental science is the study of how living things interact with their surroundings, showing us the wonders of Allah's creation, subhanAllah.
Why do we study environmental science?
We study environmental science to understand how human activities affect the earth and its ecosystems, recognizing the importance of preserving Allah's magnificent creations, subhanAllah.
What are ecosystems?
Ecosystems are communities of living organisms and their physical environment, reflecting the intricate balance and diversity of Allah's creation, subhanAllah.
How do plants help the environment?
Plants help clean the air, provide habitat for animals, and produce oxygen through photosynthesis, demonstrating Allah's wisdom in sustaining life, subhanAllah.
Why is it important to recycle?
Recycling helps reduce waste, conserve natural resources, and protect the environment for future generations, reflecting our responsibility as stewards of Allah's creation, subhanAllah.
What is pollution?
Pollution is the introduction of harmful substances into the environment, disrupting ecosystems and endangering living organisms, a reminder of the consequences of neglecting Allah's blessings, subhanAllah.
How does deforestation affect the environment?
Deforestation leads to loss of habitat, soil erosion, and climate change, highlighting the importance of preserving Allah's forests and biodiversity, subhanAllah.
What are renewable energy sources?
Renewable energy sources, such as solar and wind power, are sources of energy that can be replenished naturally, reflecting Allah's abundant provisions for sustainable living, subhanAllah.
How does climate change affect the environment?
Climate change leads to rising temperatures, melting ice caps, and more extreme weather events, emphasizing the urgency of addressing environmental issues in accordance with Allah's guidance, subhanAllah.
Why is biodiversity important?
Biodiversity supports ecosystem health, provides food and medicine, and enriches our lives with beauty and wonder, showcasing Allah's infinite creativity and generosity, subhanAllah.
What is conservation?
Conservation is the protection and preservation of natural resources and biodiversity, honoring Allah's command to be caretakers of His creation, subhanAllah.
How do humans impact the environment?
Humans impact the environment through activities like pollution, deforestation, and overconsumption, underscoring the importance of responsible stewardship in accordance with Allah's teachings, subhanAllah.
What is an endangered species?
An endangered species is a species at risk of extinction due to habitat loss, pollution, or other human activities, highlighting the fragility of Allah's diverse creations, subhanAllah.
How does water pollution affect marine life?
Water pollution harms marine life by contaminating habitats, causing disease, and disrupting ecosystems, prompting us to seek forgiveness for our negligence of Allah's oceans, subhanAllah.
Why is it important to protect natural habitats?
Protecting natural habitats preserves biodiversity, maintains ecosystem services, and safeguards the balance of nature, fulfilling our duty as stewards of Allah's earth, subhanAllah.
What is sustainable living?
Sustainable living involves making choices that reduce our environmental impact, conserve resources, and promote harmony with Allah's creation, subhanAllah.
How does air pollution affect human health?
Air pollution contributes to respiratory problems, cardiovascular diseases, and other health issues, reminding us of the importance of clean air as a blessing from Allah, subhanAllah.
What are the consequences of ocean pollution?
Ocean pollution harms marine life, disrupts ecosystems, and affects human health through contaminated seafood, urging us to repent for our mistreatment of Allah's oceans, subhanAllah.
How can we protect the environment?
We can protect the environment by reducing waste, conserving energy, and advocating for policies that promote sustainability, striving to be righteous stewards of Allah's creation, subhanAllah.